power. Get wisdom as you listen to the sound and undiluted word of God. Come and hear His voice is a radio program brought to you from the altar of Ionimite Zion Christian Fellowship. Happy listening.
Praise the Lord. Our God is good. And all the time our God is good. First of all, I give thanks to God to be among the chosen vessel He has chosen to teach His word. Speaking the word of God, sharing the word of God is by grace, not by right. As one of those words that God has sent to us in Voices from Zion. And this one is titled, Breaking Through Barriers. Breaking Through Barriers. I pray, as the word of God comes forth, you shall be blessed in Jesus' name. Isaiah 45 verse 1 says, Thus saith the Lord to His anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have holden, to subdue nation before him, and I will loose the loins of kings, to open before him the two living gates, and the gates shall not be shut. Hallelujah. The gates, the doors that God is opening before you today, your mistake shall not shut it again.
Amen.
There are some of you right now that Almighty God opened some doors for you, but through your nonchalant attitude, through your mistake, either through the words of your mouth, through your deeds, through your acts, you've shut those doors to yourself. I pray today, in the name of Jesus, mercy will speak for you. Mercy will speak for you. And those doors, those gates shall be widely opened before you again. And the grace you need not to fall back to the same mistake, receive it right now. In the name of Jesus. Welcome to this strange season of divine breakthrough. This edition of Voices from Zion will put a lifetime testimony in your hand. The Lord has been unveiling mysteries to us in all of our past editions of Voices from Zion. But right now, it's time to break through all kinds of barriers. Please follow the step in this edition today and come over to the next phase of your life. The word of God answer in the life of hearers and doers. The word of God answers in the life of hearers and doers. God will do something new in your life this month in Jesus' name. Even today, God will do something new in your life. Let us divine some terms. Don't forget, the Voices from Zion we are treating says Breaking Through Barriers. That's the title. Now, let us divine this term, breaking. Breaking. It connotes a force at work. Through connotes unstoppable motion. Unstoppable motion. Now, barriers. These are obstacles against movement. Breaking connotes a force at work. Through connotes unstoppable motion. And barriers are obstacles against movement. Therefore, breaking through barrier means going across in spite of obstacles, going through by force. In the name of Jesus, you will go through today.
Amen.
Without the help of God, you may not break forth. Thus saith the Lord to His anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have holden, to subdue nation before him. And I will loose the loins of kings, to open before him the two lift gates, and the gate shall not be shut. If God is the one behind you, no forces can stop you. If God is the one backing you up, no forces can hold you back. There are water to pass through, rivers to cross, there are fire to walk through, there are seasons of heat, but listen to the scripture. In the book of Isaiah 43, from verse 1 to verse 3, which says, "But now, thus saith the Lord, the Creator, that created thee. But now, thus saith the Lord, that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel. Fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee." Now, hear this very well. "For I am the Lord thy God, the only one of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Sheba for thee." Hallelujah. A great man of God said, battles are real to both saints and sinners. Yes, battles are real to both saints and sinners. To sinners, it's survival or fitness. But to the saint, it is a triumph of faith. Battles are real to both sinners and saints. Yes. Both sinners and saints, at a stage in life, they will be faced with a battle. Our Lord Jesus Christ faced a lot in his lifetime. And also, as long as those things come before him, Almighty God do give him victory over them. As a Christian, we should always be rest assured that victory is ours. Let me tell you this truth. No matter what man have, can never be compared with what God can give to you. So, who should we run to at the face of battle? God or man? We should never consider the man we can see to God, who is an invisible God. But he is omnipresent. He is present at everywhere. A man can only appear in a place at a time. No matter how powerful you may be as human, no matter how wealthy you may be as human, no matter well equipped you may be, there is still a limit to what you can do. No matter how connected you are, they can pick a phone right now and put a call across to far country and command things. Yes, you can do that as man. But do you know that a time will come, you will pick up that phone to call and there will be no network. Now, what is now the essence of the help of man that you trust in? But let me tell you this truth. Our God never sleeps, neither does he slumbers. You don't need network to communicate with God. Just go in your closet. In fact, you can be walking. In fact, you can be on a transit. And you will communicate with God in heaven. And God, whom you are communicating with, will turn the heart of men for you. So who should you put your trust in? God or man? Hallelujah. Christians are born fighters. Saints, Christians, they are born fighters. The book of Joel 2, verse 1 and verse 2, say, "Blow ye the trumpet in Zion, and sound an alarm in the holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble. For the day of the Lord cometh, for it is near at hand. A day of darkness and of gloominess, a day of cloud and of thick darkness. As the morning spread upon the mountains, a great people and a strong, there hath not been ever the like, neither shall there be any more after it. even to the years of many generations. Hallelujah. And verse 10 to 12 also says that the earth shall quake before him, the heaven shall tremble, the sun and the moon shall be dark, and the stars shall withdraw their shining, and the Lord shall utter his voice before his army, for his camp is very great, for he is strong that executeth his word. For the day of the Lord is great and very terrible, and who can abide it? Therefore, also now, saith the Lord, turn ye to me, even with your hearts, and with fasting, and with weeping, and with mourning. Hallelujah. When you give your life to Christ, the same day you registered yourself as a fighter. When you give your life to Christ, the same day you registered yourself as a fighter. Why? Because the devil has vowed to fight with inferior energy against any believer on the way to heaven. The devil already knows that he has lost it. So, he is ready to fight to finish any believer that are on their way to heaven. Why? The same grace that sustains you for heaven sustains your blessings. The same grace that sustains you for heaven also sustains your blessings. Why? The devil does not want you outside his environment. He wants to be a medical doctor so that he can kill you on time. The devil wants to be your medical doctor so that he can kill you on time. He wants to be your boss so that he can make life burdensome for you. He wants to be your prophet, false prophet, so that he can mislead you. Devil, in this end time, want to be your wife so that you won't have peace at home. In this end time, the devil wants to be your wife. The devil wants to be your husband so that you won't have peace at home. The devil wants to be your husband that he can turn you to a punching bag, making life miserable for you. The devil wants to fix himself into every good area or aspect of your life to make your lifetime terrible. But today, God will disgrace him. Amen. And give you undeniable testimony. Amen. In the name of Jesus.
You are still listening to Come and Hear His Voice, brought to you by Hayonamite Zion Christian Fellowship.
That is why you must fight and get the devil off your path in life. Whenever you are expecting some blessing and it is not coming forth, whenever you are expecting God's blessings and it's not forthcoming, most of the time, it is the devil that is standing in between you and the blessing. I pray in the name of Jesus that long-awaited testimony shall be delivered right now. Amen. That blessings that you have been promised to receive that has now turned to failure, in the name of Jesus, I declare a turnaround today.
Amen.
The God of times and season shall restore that promise back to you. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Matthew 11 verse 12 says, and from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. And the violence take it by force. Hallelujah. Let's look at two kind of lifestyle. Now, there are majorly two kind of lifestyle. The first of them is heaven. Heaven lifestyle. In this scripture, that heaven lifestyle can also represent your heavenly lifestyle on earth. And if you must enter into such lifestyle, you must be violent. If you are living heavenly lifestyle on earth, devil cannot fix himself into any department of your life. Because the book of Revelation 12, verse 7 to verse 10 says, "And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angel fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels, and prevailed not. Neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceived the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angel were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, Now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night." Hallelujah. When you are enjoying heaven lifestyle, you will be living as if the devil is no more in existence. You will be living like the devil is nowhere to be found. Heaven lifestyle. The second kind of lifestyle is earthly lifestyle. Earthly lifestyle. Ha! It's brutal. Earthly lifestyle is full of troubles and unending pain. This lifestyle is subjected to kingdom of darkness. No matter the glory of unbeliever, it's all end in the lake of fire. Escape now. No matter what an unbeliever is enjoying now, the end of it is in the lake of fire. Why don't you switch? Revelation 12, 12 to 13 says, "Woe to the inhabitant of the earth and to the sea. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. And when the dragon saw that he was cast onto the earth," guess what he did? He wanted to devour and kill. Because of what? He knew that he had but a short time. The devil was cast. That great serpent, that dragon was cast from heaven to earth. That will tell you that no matter what is on earth, that dragon, that serpent is ready to devour it, in as much as you are not ready to submit to him. I pray for those of you who are serving under a devil incarnate boss today, in the name of Jesus, a change that your life needs, that will bring you into freedom from that master, from that boss, receive it right now in Jesus' name. Amen. If your boss is a devil incarnate, do you think such boss will make life easier for you? What do I mean by devil incarnate? If the person you are working under, if the person you are answerable to serves the devil, do you think such person will make life easier for you? I doubt it. I doubt it. If the person you are answerable to is an idol worshiper, do you think such person will make life comfortable for you that you are serving God? I doubt it. I pray the change that your life needs, the manifestation of God that your destiny needs, that will bring you into comfort, that will bring you into peace, that will allow you to serve God comfortably, receive it right now in Jesus' name. Don't be deceived. Heavenly lifestyle is far much more interesting, sweet, better than earthly lifestyle. No matter what people of the earth are enjoying, Almighty God has much more available to give you as His own son, as His own daughter. Let me tell you this. Truly, the Satan can give you things. Yes. Truly, for those who are looking for a child, they can go to an idol to go and get it. For those who are looking for money, those who need money, truly, you can do money ritual and get money. But let me tell you this, none of those things will come with peace. If Satan is the one that gives you what you have, let me ask you a question. Are you enjoying peace in it? Are you enjoying peace in it? If impossible. Because of what? Even Satan himself does not have peace. So, how do you expect someone to give you what they did not have? It's impossible. It is impossible. I pray, receive your deliverance right now. In the name of Jesus. Don't be deceived. Satan can never give you what he did not have. No matter what he gives you, it is just fake. It is just fake. The same way every nation has the currency they spend. Also, there are some people that print fake of that currency. There are different products that are being produced. Phones, gadgets. There are companies that produce the original. And there are also some companies that produce fake of that items. So, the original can only be gotten from God. If you want children, if you want prosperity, if you want peace of heart, if you want comfort, if you want joy, if you want happiness, let me tell you this truth. You can only get the original from God. If Satan give you happiness, what he will steal from you will be far much beyond what he gives you. Because everyone who runs investment, they will never want to invest at loss. If you are into investment, I believe if you invest 1,000, when you are taking up that investment, you will want to receive higher percentage. Not that you will invest 1,000 and now want to receive lower. No. So the devil, Satan, can never give you something and not want to take higher percentage part of it. Receive your deliverance right now in Jesus' name. I know that some hearts, some mind has been robbed by this. Believing that, yes, they can get rich by any means. Believing that they can go to Satan and he will give them what they wanted. Whatever you bow to can control you. Whatever you submit to can direct you. So if you submit to Satan, if you submit to devil, if you are bowing down to an idol somewhere, that idol will control you. Some people have taken their boss as an idol. Some people have taken those who they are answerable to as an idol. Because of what? They prioritize them more than God. They give regards to them more than God, the maker of heaven and earth. Let me tell you this. The God that raised that boss, the God that raised that master to the position where he is, can lift you far beyond that place. Only if you can submit to God and not that boss. I pray in the name of Jesus, your heart, your belief shall be delivered right now. Some people's mentality has been bounded. You need deliverance. And today is that deliverance. Today is your deliverance. Your mentality will receive a touch of God right now. In the name of Jesus.
Jesus be my guide. Call me to your side.
That was Come and Hear His Voice, brought to you by Ionimite Zion Christian Fellowship, located at Ionimite Jesus House, Babawale Blocks, behind Bakery, Abekoko, Ifo, Ogun State. For counseling and prayer, please call or send WhatsApp messages to 0702-619-2505, 0702-619-2505. Website www.ionimitezion.org. Fellowship with us every Saturday, 10:30 a.m., Fridays, 4 p.m. Join us same time next week. Remain blessed.